Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
I'm absolutely speechless. I have no other words. I was watching an amazing Game 5. I was watching the Knicks almost closing out the Sixers. And then out of nowhere, I see a Mitchell Robinson foul. I see a Tyrese Maxey four-point play. Then I see overtime. I see the Knicks leading overtime. And then I don't know what happens. Turnover after turnover. Big shot after big shot. Tyrese Maxey came to play. And now we're talking about the Sixers winning Game 5. And the Knicks headed back on the road to Philadelphia to try to take Game 6 and close out this series. We're going to break down this game, why the Knicks lost, and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now. And make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. The Knicks lose a crushing Game 5 in overtime. Tyrese Maxey went off. Before this series started, I didn't give him his flowers. Now, I did that because he didn't earn them. He didn't deserve them. I didn't see anything from Tyrese Maxey up to that point in time. But at this point in time, it's clear. He deserves his flowers. He deserves his credit. The only reason the Philadelphia 76ers are in this series right now is because of Tyrese Maxey. MVP Joel Embiid did not show up tonight. Not really. 9 turnovers tonight. That's what Joel Embiid had. Tyrese Maxey was a game changer for Philadelphia. He did everything for them. And he was the main reason why they won this game, especially in overtime. There wouldn't have even been an overtime without Tyrese Maxey. I am still so upset. Still so heated. I'm shaking a little bit because the Knicks should have won this game. This was our game. We had the game. We had the lead. And then out of nowhere, we let it slip away from our fingers. Let's take a look at the game breakdown so I can calm down a little bit because I'm shaking. Look, I am shaking. I'm so upset. This was our game. We needed to win it. We deserved to win it. We played like we should have won it. And then at the last second, we didn't play like we earned it anymore. We didn't play like we deserved it anymore. And we let it all go. Shout out to Fred Katz from The Athletic for giving us the following information. Final from overtime, 76ers, 112. Knicks, 106. Knicks lead the series 3-2. Game 6 on Thursday in Philly. Time still to be determined. Brunson had a 43-6. Josh Hart, 18-9-4. Anunoby, 17-6. Maxey, 46-5-9. We'll break down his numbers a little bit later. Embiid, 19-16-10 with 9 turnovers and 5 blocks. The Sixers came back from down 6 with 25.4 seconds left to go. And the play that caused it all was Mitchell Robinson guarding Tyrese Maxey just a little too aggressively at the 3-point line. Maxey sees Mitchell Robinson jump. He throws his body into him, takes the shot, makes the 3-pointer, and then boom, he gets a 4-point play. That happens. And then after that, it's bedlam. I don't know what happens. I blink, the Knicks miss a shot, and then boom, the Sixers come back, make another shot. They tie the game. I'm thinking Brunson's maybe going to call a timeout. No timeout is called. And then we see him run up the court. He tries to take a shot. He gets blocked. Boom. We're in OT. And then in OT, I think we're good. Brunson makes a couple of shots. We're up five. Oh, yeah. The Knicks are cooking. We're about to win this game. Wrong. Tyrese Maxey still exists. Joel Embiid still exists. And you know what? He still takes contact, makes a bucket, heads to the line, makes his free throws. Even though he's been missing them all game, magically in OT, he finds the momentum. He finds the magic. He makes his free throws. And then the rest is history. We try to make our shots. We try to get it in. And then a huge Jalen Brunson turnover at the end. He fakes the three. He goes up, tries to pass it to Ihart. Ihart is not there because he's cutting up to the basket. But Brunson doesn't see him, passes it to the crowd. And that's basically game. We could never recover from then. We try to foul. We try to come back to the game, but we can't. It's over. The Knicks lose. We had the chance to win the game. We had the chance to tie the game. And we had the chance to keep the lead and not let this game go. Win this game and close out Philly. But you know what they say. Closeout games are some of the hardest games to win. Because that other team, they want to win. They don't want to go home. They don't want their season to end. Tyrese Maxey showed up, showed out, put the Sixers on his back. And made sure their season would extend another game. Made sure they wouldn't lose. And now the Knicks have to go back to Wells Fargo Arena, or better known as MSG2, and try to win another game. But you know what? Jalen Brunson, he performs very good on the road. He said it himself. This Knicks team, they can win on the road. They've already proven it. They've already shown it. So even though we're going back to Philly for a game six, here's the thing. This Knicks team, they love the crowd, but they also love to silence a crowd. They love to hear nothing when they walk off the court because they know the hopes and dreams of that team that they beat is now gone. Game six, that's what's happening. I still believe this loss.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
It hurts. It shocks me a little bit because we should have won it. But you know what? We got to move on. We cannot dwell on it. Right now, we got to put it in the rear view. Focus on Thursday, focus on game six, and focus on winning that game, turning that arena again into another MSG arena, making sure we get the victory, close the Sixers out, and then head to the second round and wait for our opponent. We need to use this loss as motivation. We were this close to beating them, but we could not close them out. Tyrese Maxey was a huge reason why. Full stat line for Maxey: 46 points, 5 rebounds, 9 assists, 17 of 30 from the field, 7 of 12 from 3. This has been crazy. Game 3, Joel Embiid drops 50. Game 4, Jalen Brunson drops 47. Game 5, Tyrese Maxey drops 46. Who's going to drop 40-something in game six? I hope it's a Knicks player. I hope it's Dante DiVincenzo, because here's the thing. If Dante DiVincenzo caught fire, figured it out, and figured out his game, was able to hit that three-point shot a little bit more consistently, this Knicks team would have blown out the Philadelphia 76ers. I don't know what's going on with him, but I do know one thing. Deuce McBride in the lineup is way more effective than Dante DiVincenzo is playing the Philadelphia 76ers. And it's just the way Deuce is on Tyrese Maxey. The defense that Deuce puts on Maxey sometimes keeps Maxey in jail. Sometimes Maxey doesn't know how to deal with it. He doesn't know how to deal with that physicality. A lot of times, and I've openly said this, Deuce owns Maxey. He's stronger than him. He's a little bit more physical than him. And when push comes to shove, we've seen Deuce McBride take the ball away from Maxey and make a bucket and make it count. So I have all the faith in the world that Deuce McBride can do that again. I'm not saying make the shift right away, but if you see Dante DiVincenzo is not effective, then maybe you make the change very early on and you get Deuce out there. That way the Knicks can control the game, hopefully control the pace of the game, control the lead, and then keep that lead, build on it, and never let it go. We have to control the game from start to finish. That's the key. If we do that, we'll take away their confidence. And if we take away their confidence, we are going to dominate them. This game can be won in stages, in levels. We have to get there one by one. First, we take them down. We hit them hard. We get really physical with them. We utilize our depth. I think one thing is clear. Even though we can win, even though it's clear, we probably can give it to the Sixers with this seven-man rotation. We need to expand it just a little bit. We need to utilize our depth. Why did Precious Achiuwa not play? Was I the only one that watched game four? I love the defense that Precious and OG played on Joel Embiid. I would have loved OG switching on Tyrese Maxey for some of those plays because we know at end of games, the only person to worry about is really Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey. And since Joel was struggling at that point in time, I would have put all of my defensive pressure on Tyrese Maxey because he started to get going. He was cooking, and that's why you want to put OG on him. I don't know why that didn't happen. I'm not going to dwell on it, but because this is a game breakdown and we're talking about the game, I'm going to dwell on it just a little bit. I'm going to get a little bit upset about it. I'm going to get angry about it, and hopefully you'll give me a little bit of courtesy and allow me to do so. Allow me to vent. This game was ours. We should have won it. We were so close. The foul. The friggin' foul. All I'm doing in my head is thinking about the Mitchell Robinson foul. All I'm thinking about is that dumb foul in my head. Why did he play him so aggressively? 25 seconds left and we foul him at a three-point attempt, no less. And he makes the bucket and then makes the free throw. We're headed back on the road. We're headed back to Philly. We're trying to close out Philly in game six and not even try. We will. I believe in this team. I believe in Jalen Brunson. And I believe when they walk into Wells Fargo Arena for game six, they are going to be locked in and on a mission to dominate Philly, take that game, and go back to MSG. Go back home. Not to play game seven, but to wait and rest for the second round of the postseason. That's what we should be doing right now, but you know what? It's been extended a little bit. I don't mind an extended vacation, but I don't want an overextended vacation. We have to close them out in six. No more hopes, no more dreams, no more nothing. Philly, I hope you're happy. I hope you enjoy this victory. I hope you enjoy game five. Game six, you're done. It's over. The Knicks are winning. Knicks in six. It's a wrap. But what about you guys? What did you think about game five and the crushing OT loss the Knicks suffered? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below, and of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knicks fans. Peace.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.